welcome back to Season 5, Episode 7 of Hunter Logan Unmiked. We all know who I am. I'm Hunter Logan. We got back in the last episode, we got back for the hurricane that never came. And it's our anniversary weekend. And my birthday as well. We catch the Delta variant COVID. We have it. Of course, though, it's Labor Day. My wife gets it first, but she has to wait an extra day before she can get the antibodies. Our hospital had a program, or has a program, where the antibody shots are free. Some kind of program, whatever it was. And it works. I mean, you can get the antibodies in you, and I mean like up in the next day you run it. It's not the shot. It's not the COVID shot. It's not anything like that. It's an antibody. It's cloned. It's cloned from the virus. It's like the flu shot, but it's for COVID. Whatever it is, it works. Of course, it takes her longer to get over it. And she said, I need to quarantine from you. I said, nope. I said, I'm going to get it and get it over with. And sure enough, a day or two later, I had it. And I ended up going to get the very next day I got the antibodies. And within the next day, I'm up and going. Now, I'm going to tell you, that round of COVID, the Delta variant, after I got that infusion, I felt horrible. Felt worse than I did when I went in. And I slept, oh my goodness, I slept, I think 17 hours. But when I got up, I was good to go. And I felt good. Felt better. My energy wasn't back, though. It took me a while to get back to my regular energy. But I was over it. Now, for me, I think natural immunity is the best for it. I'm not here to debate whether you get the shot or you don't get the shot. It doesn't matter to me. My opinion, I think natural immunity is the best. I have family members who have gotten the shot. I have family members who haven't gotten the shot. To me, that is not worth fighting over. Stupid. Whatever works for you. If we got over the COVID, and I was happy to get over it. And I got over it just in time because I had to go to Micanopy, Florida. Because it was time to go do the HTO. That's right. This is the first time I ever get to headline the Honky Tonkin' Opry. In the 9 years we've been airing it, I've never got to do it. And this is my first time of being able to do it. Now, Roland's not able to go on this trip because she's going to have to stay and recoup. She's still recouping. And if I'm being quite honest, it's taking all I got to go too. Energy-wise, I just don't have the energy I had beforehand, but I'm going. It's important to be there, and I'm glad I did. It was a great time. Met some new folks. Got to play with my favorite people. I'm just going to say it, man. I love Jace Harrell. I've always been a big fan of his, but his boys, Jesse and Colton, that is two of the best. I just love jamming with them. I love playing with them, man. I love watching them play, too. It's not just jamming with them. I love watching them do what they do. They've been doing it so long, and they're so smooth with it. It's just fun to watch them play. It's fun to play music with them. It's just a pure treat, man. One of my favorite things to do. So I would drive down just to play with them. They're just fun. Fun to play with. And then Robin, the daughter, man, she's singing. And wow, can she sing? At this time, I have the album out, and Shack Up is at number 6. And we're going to wait till October to see what it does, if it's going to go up or down. I'm having the feeling that it's going to go down. I figured number 6 is as far as it's going. And I was right. Because in October, it went down. But I had already wrote 7 new songs. And I sent a couple of them to Jace. I said, I want to do these on the Opry. I sent them ahead of time so they could learn them. And then my latest single, which is out now, called When Jesus Walked By, we did that one. But it wasn't recorded yet or anything like that. We just kind of did it on the fly. I just played it for them and did it. I actually got the tracks back for that while I was there. And so he charted it out and we did it. And that would end up being the next single to go out and be released, which it got released the 1st of November. So all preliminaries, looks like it's doing really well. I don't know yet. I won't know anything until December, till after a month, seeing what it's done. But it's looking good. So I'm at the first ever HTO, Micanopy, Florida. What a great place. I always thought it was outside, but it's inside. The Triple Cross Church and the Triple Cross Ranch is very nice. I'm telling you, they got such a cool thing going on down there. What they're doing. If you ever get down that way, make sure and make an Opry. Go visit. You won't be disappointed. After doing the HTO, I get back to Jennings and I'm still writing. And then it hits me. Well, actually, the Holy Spirit hits me. That there's going to be the Prodigal Part 2. Because I have 10 more original songs. And the release I'm going to do is not even on the first CD, which I've only released one song off of. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. But it made total sense. Because the Lord said, you're going to release the Prodigal Part 2. And then we're closing the chapter. We're done. And I'm like, ooh, praise the Lord. Victory, 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 victory. Because there's some things I've been dealing with for 10 years. And now there's deliverance. And it's over. I praise the Lord for that. Because he said, we're going to shut the chapter on this. And it's time to go on to the next phase. The next chapter. So that means I was tried and I came out as pure gold. Exactly what that means. I said this a while back in service. If you're waiting for God to get you out of a situation, you're going to be waiting a long time and you're going to get mad. He's not going to pull you out of a situation. He'll bring you through a situation. You remember the boys in the fire in the Bible? Three Hebrew boys in the fire. He didn't pull them out of there. He got in the fire with them. He's going to get in your situation with you. Perspective. You got to have it. But you got to be grounded in the word too. Just remember that. You know, some people just, they get mad at God because they're waiting for him to take them out of their situation. And he's never going to do that. He's going to bring you through it. The reason he's going to bring you through it is so you can help others. And so your faith is built even stronger. And so you're rooted even deeper in his word. He could have easily defeated Satan that way. He could have, when Satan was tempting him. But he gave us a blueprint. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Every time Satan tried to do something, Jesus would say, it is written. It is written. The reason he did that is so we could do it. He showed us how to do it. Yeah, he could have instantly beat Satan. He had the power to, if he would have wanted to. Instead, he showed us and gave us the blueprint of how to do it. That ain't going to cost y'all nothing either. I'm giving that to y'all. So the Prodigal Part 2 is out. And I'm writing the songs, finishing up the songs. And I had them. I mean, they were just right there. And that's when the Lord said, okay, we're done. Prodigal Part 2. And you close the chapter. And that's what we did. Now, this next thing. I didn't know really if I was going to do it or not. I've been feeling a tug. And the way things have been going when I'm in church, and I'm singing. Sometimes the Holy Spirit falls and I move and I look at my pastor and he nods his head because I don't ever want to do anything out of order for him. But sometimes I get down from the platform and form a prayer line to start praying for people. I've even danced a bit. I ended up getting ordained in the month of October. I didn't even realize that it was 10 years to the month, actually to the day, because it was a Sunday. It was 10 years of leaving the old church, basically being excommunicated from the old church, I should say, which, praise the Lord, is all water under the bridge now. It's all good. But I became ordained, and I don't know exactly where the Lord is leading me with that. I am waiting to hear that still, small voice. But I am an ordained reverend now. Now, to me, that's really just a title. But to some churches that I go to, some places, it means something. And I'm okay with that too. But the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. So a title is just a title. But I respect the office. I do. Pastor, reverend. I don't feel the need to pastor. In fact, I pray that's not what God's calling me to do. I've seen what pastors go through. I don't want none of that. But I'm going to be obedient, whatever it is. And whatever this next chapter is, I'm ready. Because God said I'm ready. I can tell you this much, though. I'm excited. I am very excited to see what God's going to do. Well, I'm going to leave it there for now. See you next time when we get together. Check me out. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, Choice Social, Twitter. All there. HunterLogan.org. You can get my music right there. Reverb Nation. You can listen to it. Hey, I hope you have a blessed day, blessed week. Remember, Duke 28-2.